One of the great things about being with the children every week is that you find out lots about yourself and you find out lots about them. And last week, we were thinking, like you were thinking, about the power of the Holy Spirit. And we were thinking of the different ways in which the Spirit came that day to the people in Jerusalem. And as we were thinking of the different ways in which the Spirit had come to us over the different years of our lives and the different times that we had been living. Some of us had been living for a long time, and some of us had been living for a relatively short time. And we thought, as we were thinking about ourselves and the way that the Spirit had worked in us, how the Spirit had come down in those days. And it had been a bit like tongues of fire coming down on the people of God and sharing God's power in them. And we were talking to the children about how even today the Spirit's power can be used in all of us, whatever age we might be. We promised we wouldn't set the church on fire when we did that, and I think we've just about managed it. Thank you, Fraser. And so today, we're thinking not just about that day and the Spirit coming down, but we want to think about the different ways in which we can use the gifts that the Spirit has given us. One of the things that you find out when you're with the children is all the different gifts that they have. Some of them are really quite energetic gifts. Olivia, how you come? Now, this is a beam. Olivia is going to demonstrate what she might do with this beam. Because one of the things Olivia is very good at is gymnastics. And she's been using this gift, haven't you? Being good at gymnastics. And she's been telling us all about it, and we've been following her progress with the gymnastics. Now, some of you might have noticed one of our boys, he's a wee bit injury prone. Fraser, come here. You always wonder which part of Fraser's body he's going to injure next. I couldn't be his mum. You're much more risk-taking than I am. Fraser, can we have a wee demonstration of something? Would anything work in here? Right, let's go. Whoa. Oh! We're going to do it again? Way! Don't go over the stairs! Get it back! So we love to follow Fraser's different gifts. If you were at the church trip yesterday, Finley, where are you? Elijah, where are you? Because one of the really good things was that there were these three boys who were just going about their own business with a football in a park. They didn't know us. We didn't know them. But Elijah, with his trainers on, and Finley with his trainers on, went across and just began to talk to them and began to pass the ball back and forward. And so a conversation began about why we were there and who we were and what we were there for. And so that conversation, that sharing of the gift of football with these boys, engaged us in a conversation with some teenagers who maybe didn't know anything about the church, but it was what they did. One of the other gifts, I'm going to show you this. One of the other things that we're very lucky about is that we have some young people who have very big hearts. Grace, come here. Grace spent yesterday as kind of Harris's adopted mummy, didn't she, Harris? And she was on the chute, and she was on the swings, and she was in the sand, and she was in the puddles, because Harris wanted to do all of those things, didn't you, Harris? Are you going to come out and stand with Grace? And Grace just looked after him because she's got a really big heart. And she was able to enable Harris to have a really good time on our church trip and sharing her gift of love with him. So thank you, Harris, for letting Grace show you all that. Thank you, Grace. Now, some of you might have seen a picture of me in the sea. That was last year, because I only go in the sea if there's somebody else there. Was I grateful she had a concert last night? Beth wasn't able to come on the trip yesterday because she was playing, weren't you, last night in the concert. Have you got a few wee notes you could give us? A couple more. Fab. She was playing with the Primrose Band last night and she was sharing in her gift of music. All of our children have lots of different gifts, but so do all of the folks here in the congregation, and I'm going to need some of you to help me because people use their gifts. Sometimes we think about the gifts that we can see, the people that we see every Sunday. Now, what's this? A light. What does a light do? Helps us to see things more clearly, doesn't it? If we're in the dark and we've got a light and a torch, we can see things more clearly. Who do you think in the church helps us to see things more clearly every week? The minister, correct answer. Elijah, come out here. So Elijah's job is to help us to see more clearly what the Bible is telling us. And so we see Elijah every week sharing and explaining what the Bible is telling us. And that's a really, really important job to have in the church. What's this? A watch. Somebody in the church has to have a watch. It's never me. Somebody in the church has to have a watch to keep us organized, to keep us right, to keep us on time, to make sure that we do all the things that we should be doing. And Liz is the person who's doing that for us this week. Sometimes it's Glenn, sometimes it's Janice, but Liz, as one of our deputy session clerks, is the kind of person who's doing all of this for us and keeping us right. What's this? Anybody know what this is? Music. This is an easy one, isn't it? Every week, we are really blessed as a congregation to have Fiona with us and to have her playing and singing and sharing in our worship. And I know when folk come in and they're just sitting before the service begins, they appreciate the music that's played. They appreciate the opportunity just to be and think and reflect. And using that gift of music is a tremendous one for us. What's this? Anybody know what this is? I have no idea what it is. Neither do I have any desire to know what it is. Where is Jennifer? Jennifer, come here. I think it gets you up quite high. You see, the church doesn't happen to be clean by some miraculous kind of thing that happens on a Sunday night. The Holy Spirit doesn't just come in here and clean the church for us. Jennifer does it. And she just gets on with it and uses her gift. Now, some of you might not think that was very important, but I tell you, if you came into the church after a few weeks and it hadn't been cleaned, you'd notice it more than if you came into the church and the minister wasn't here. Because it might be quite smelly, and it might be quite dirty, and it might not really be very nice. What's this? Kettle. Where is Moira? Somebody's going to have to run up there with this kettle. Finlay, on you go. You're fit. Moira's up there. She can come down, but if you run up, it'll probably be easier and quicker. Every Sunday, we go through to the hall, and we have our cup of tea, and we all enjoy it. And then on a Thursday morning, folk, there are about 60 or 70 or 80 people in here on a Thursday morning. And then they come before for a wee cup of tea, and they come after for a wee cup of tea. I know this because my mother's always here. I think she kind of lives in here for cups of tea. But Moira organises all of that with her group of helpers. And it means that we can enjoy that fellowship and sharing together. Now, this is a harder one. And you know what this is? But it's not just any teapot. It's a very special teapot. It's actually not even the right teapot, but I had to just get what I could get. You see, when we come to communion, we came to communion just a couple of weeks ago, and all of the communion stuff was set out up here. But on the Saturday, before we came to communion, where is Jim Allen? Jim, where are you? Up there. Joanne, run up with that to Jim. Up there. Jim comes and patiently, with a wee teapot, fills all those tiny little cups that we use at communion. And I didn't know that. I've been coming to this church for 20 years. And I didn't know that until about 2 months ago, that Jim and his pals come and fill up all those little communion cups. And we don't really know anything about that. It just happens. Because people are serving. Now, who made this banner? Anybody remember who made this banner? Does Jean make this banner? Gillian, you'll have to come and hold it. You see, we had our new banner, which is not there just now. It's over there. And we've got this banner, and we've got this banner. And they all aid in our worship. And that's Jean and other people using the gifts that they have to make banners that help us to remember the Spirit passing from age to age. What's that? What are these? Jennifer, I just want to give you something to do. Ruby over here. You'll need to come, Ruby. Ruby's been doing the flowers in this church for 52 years. 52 years. It's amazing. She does them a bit better than I do, doesn't she? But you come into church and you see the flowers and you just think, oh, there's flowers. But somebody has to organise that and somebody has to make it possible. Any of you come to things that don't happen on a Sunday morning? Anybody come to Boys Brigade? Who runs the Boys Brigade? Is he up there? Bring him down, Finlay. Because I suppose Mr. Allen's probably been doing the Boys Brigade for almost as many years as Ruby's been doing the flowers. We've got 20-odd boys that come here to Boys Brigade. And three of them go to church on a Sunday. So the rest of those boys who come to the Boys Brigade, that's where they learn that Jesus loves them and that Jesus cares for them and Jesus wants to be their friend. And so the Boys Brigade is doing an invaluable service. And Mr. Allen has been part of that for a long time. What are these? You see, you can't just get into the church. It's probably harder to get into Barlinnie. Easier to get into Barlinnie than it is to get in here, especially if Iris doesn't give you a key. But Marlon Come down, Marlon. Marlon is the person who's responsible for making sure that there's no three different people trying to use the same room at the same time and trying to get me into the habit of making sure that I book a room when I want one rather than just turning up. The halls just don't just open themselves. We don't just organise the church ourselves. What's this? Who's going for soup after the church? Who helped make the soup this morning? How many different people? Put your hands up. Tracy, Fava, Jennifer. Tracy, come out and hold my carrot in my... You might not get Tracy's soup. Tracy's soup's on the pavement outside. Just half of it. So if you wanted minestrone, be there early. Or you're not going to get it. But we have these soup lunches, and the soup doesn't just come in from a company outside. People make the soup. They make the soup for us to enjoy. And lots of people come and help make soup. What are these?
Oranges.
What kind of orange is that? No, no, no. It's a Jaffa orange. Correct answer. You thought you were sitting there getting away from nothing, didn't you? Is there anybody else up there? No. Jaffa. Jaffa 1 and Jaffa 2. That are our youth organisations that operate during the week. And Moira and Anne and Jean and lots of other people help to make Jaffa happen. And some of you won't know anything about Jaffa. You might even have seen them. They just come in and get on. But they're part of our church. What's this?
A jacket.
Now, please don't be offended if this is your jacket, because I've just borrowed it from through there. That's yours, it's all right. Right. You can go and give that to Mrs. Forrest. You're stuck. I'm giving this jacket to Mrs. Forrest, not so that she can take it to Choices and sell it, but to demonstrate another gift that's been used by this congregation for all of these years that Choices has been running and operating and making the most of things that we're throwing away and giving other people an opportunity to be clothed well, have the cutlery that they need, have the pots and pans that they need, have the rugs that they need. And when you talk to the folks in Choices, they'll say that sometimes people come in and they're looking for something and they don't have it. But they pray, and sooner or later it will arrive, and they'll be able to give it to the person that needs it. That's an amazing service that we give, not just to the church, but to the whole community. Where's Margaret? Margaret, up the stairs. Who gets one of these when they come into church? Yep. Grace, go and run up and give that to Margaret, because Margaret works in the office. And you lot will certainly not know that it's Margaret who makes this. And some folk in the congregation won't know. I know, because I get a wee email when I'm meant to be doing something on a Sunday from Elijah or from Margaret to say, here's a copy of the order of service. And I go, oh, yes. And so Margaret works up in our office and she keeps Elijah organised. Not a mean feat, Margaret, I have to say. And she keeps the church just ticking over, running for us, quietly in the background. Who gets one of these through their door? Who gets one of these? What is it? The church magazine. It has lots of news in it. Lots of things that tell us all about what we're doing. Does anybody know who puts this together?
George.
Good right answer, Joshua. You give that to George. Go and give that to George. As well as doing all the kind of IT stuff, he does the magazine, using the gifts that he has for our congregation. What's this? paintbrush. Do you know that people in this church paint this church for us? And usually I would give this to John Stratton because it's John who kind of organised all of the kind of painting. Who else? What other boys help out with the painting? Where are all the painting men in this congregation? Alistair. Go and give that up to Alistair at the back there. Because they paint the toilets and they paint the doors and they paint the small halls. And it's all amazing. What's this? See, if you were to take Ellen to church, there's somebody that they would shout on. Now, she hasn't been a doctor for a long time. But they would shout on Dr. Anne because she's a doctor. I'm not going to make you come out because you're going to hit me. And she's stressed enough about her book coming out next week. But I guarantee if you were to take not well, they would go, Dr. Anne, what do we do? Because she's still using all of these different gifts. There are so many people in our church that do things for us. My last one is this, and you might not get it from this and from this. What's this? A peony? An apron? And what's this? What do you use this for? Making cakes. Now, every week in May, we have the most amazing week in this church. And we raise thousands and thousands of pounds. And I put on hundreds and hundreds of pounds. Because Sandra and Iris organise the Christian Aid Week and have been doing it for many, many years. So you'll have to come out and you'll have to hold your peony and your brush. Come on, the barrier. You see, we're really blessed as a congregation. We're really blessed to have people who do things for us up front. And we're really blessed to have people who do things for us behind the scenes. Look at all these different people. And these are just a fraction of the people that I could have picked on this morning. People who use the gifts that God has given them. And our challenge to all of us in the week that lies ahead and in the month that lies ahead and in the year that lies ahead is how are we going to use the gifts that Jesus has given us this year? How are you going to give them, younger people? How are you going to use them, older people? How are we going to use them together to enhance the life of St. John's as we grow and develop and reach out to the people of Curlook that we serve? God hasn't given us these gifts by accident. He's given us to use them. So let's think how we can use them even better in the weeks and months that lie ahead.